afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo, and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl, with support from Usiwa and powered by Africell. And me with the Brinkham today in edition of the program Midday Show. My name na Abdullahi Gbla. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information, and self-entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour on the program Midday Show. You can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number where you for send text message for be part of the program now 077-981-981. The program na Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy at 8.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM Nabo, where they push the program go before and bring you with first issue. Formal Industry and National Industrialization Center, FINIC, now one organization where don't they make different machine them and self-turn plastic waste them to other thing them, and as part of their contribution for reduce the seaweed na the country and beach, and na the country in beach them, the managing director for FINIC, Melvin Fodi Kamara, say he go begin use the seaweed for make charcoal and plenty other thing them we go benefit saloon. Melvin Fodi Kamara talk this into an interview with the reporter Mangi Mansare. So listen.
He say the seaweed na thing many people, the one them we no know much about in potentials, they see as thing very bad we don't happen to this country. But me and my team, they see seaweed as an opportunity, not an adversity. How will they use we feel for the kitchen? Now, take the odogo cut in the bush, we make the tackle, then we and come. Now, deforestation. And then take here what they use, we call it a biomass. And the seaweed we got the same for we, now biomass. Instead of we go for cut, take the nabush, we can take the seaweed, process them to charcoal, then we turn them into briquettes. Briquettes means na charcoal, but man-shaped. We sell them. That's the seaweed can do. And I can categorize seaweed in uses for benefits this country into three. One, energy. When I say energy, I'm not limited to electricity. I don't talk about charcoal just now. I mean charcoal processing as well. And think of bakers. Energy, the bakers they need. What thing they can buy, either charcoal or na the wood then they buy. That they contribute to deforestation. We don't make an equipment. We the powder seaweed. Then that powdered seaweed, they now they pump into a system where they blaze. Particularly the pump there. That hits the way they generate it. They use them for the baking.
You don't engage the necessary authorities then?
Yes. I think 2 or 3 days ago, get a discussion with the general manager of the National Tourist Board. He is highly, highly motivated guy for see that the seaweed is not seen as a menace, but rather as a commodity where they bring money into the pockets of youths. In collaboration with Mr. Paul Lamine of the EPA, they are engaging FINIC. Just 2 or 3 days ago, we get a meeting where we discuss, among many other things, how we will develop technologies we then will put into use so that we will turn this seaweed into something valuable for the young people.
Then seaweed there with all which they talk, they use them where the seaweed gets. You never do experiment with regards to Gandhi?
Absolutely. We don't experiment for take gas from the seaweed. We don't do them, everybody don't see, and I think I don't share them plenty time at the social media where you see seaweed gas the bone like say na any other methane gas. We don't do that. And we don't also experiment turning this seaweed into powder where you pump it into a system and that system creates big fire where they use for do drying, for do baking. We don't develop that equipment there. And the same equipment will serve well for rice husk, for sawdust, for powdered elephant grass. We don't experiment also for feed with animals. We get animals then I will bring purposefully for experiment on them, the use of the seaweed as feed for animals. And they lick them, then they eat them. I believe pigs them also. We don't do that experiment. We don't take them to somebody, we get pigs them. We don't get them go there. The pigs they eat them, then lick them.
With all the things that we don't call, you industry will for do all the work they need.
Yes, one thing I for make clear, my industry get a focus, and that focus is to design, develop machines. We want for maintain that focus. We not go want for engage in any business for transform seaweed into valuable products we they sell. But we they make the machinery for every interested individual. The National Tourist Board, for example, they take the lead in this. We they make the equipment then for them. We they provide the technical support by way of repairs, by way of training of the operations of the machines. But now therefore take the lead in that and encourage the private sector. For CC, this is now a business area where we can go into. Whilst we just concentrate making the equipment.
But we don't engage in technology. We talk about the seaweed, how we will convert and to various things then. So what do you advise the country in terms of technology? Which advice you will give to the country?
Me, they advise the country people, the government specifically, for say, a country where it not make use of what it gets, forget what it wants, is not a country serious about development. And I will advise, therefore, that in a patronize everybody we deny, anybody we deny, we do something for patronize them and then set the standards for let the possible for reach. With that, we they reduce the economic flight we they suffer. With that, we they steer brains, we they do much more bigger things. If we just be import all the time, we brain they shrink, we they become stupid, we they pay the price, and that is losing our pride to other countries.
In name na Melvin Fode Kamara, and it be the end of interview day with the reporter Mange Mansare, who say he talk about the recent development them way in industry, way na the formal industry and National Industrialization Center don't they do as he say, then they now begin make use of the seaweed and turn into charcoal, where go blend, where go benefit saloon in different things them. The program you listen to na midday show, and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You the same way so get we Nabo on 99.5 FM. You the get we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. We push the program go before, but not forget, if you want to be part of the program for asking a question or a comment on any issue that more we discuss, you go do so by way you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981, and we go surely bring them or read them to you with the push the program go before. And now we look inside the 2017 Hajj. The Hajj committee na body we get the responsibility for handle Hajj business na saloon, and this committee don't begin look inside 2017 Hajj process. We make the coordinator for media affairs na the Hajj committee Al Haji Salu Mansari don't say na about 800 people from saloon go perform the 2017 Hajj. Al Haji Salu Mansari talk more about the 2017 Hajj preparation and other team them to be reporter Theodore Arena inside this interview.
One of the five pillars them of Islam, where every Muslim is obligate you on you. That means you for perform them if you can afford them and you day in physical, mental health for able for perform them. After you don't testify that Allah na the one and the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam na in messenger, you pray five daily prayers, you don't do your zakat and you keep fast. For Kohat na the fifth and for some the most important pillar of Islam, because you go do all the other thing here, all put together, all the inside is one Hajj. So for Uda care for them, it's very important that you perform the Hajj.
Okay, for one way go the listen, we go want for know some of the preparation we don't put in place for this year on Hajj.
Well, the preparation we don't do this year, we don't send a team headed by Alhaji Sheka Kamara with Alhaji Alassane Bangura. They don't go make preparations for the hotel, say we for stay, the transportation, the catering, all other arrangements, same. Even the people that we get for supply with the ship, because part of the amount we they ask people them all that one they include there. So now make it important that we send a team who don't do all the preparations here now for people them, for prepare them for this wonderful pilgrimage.
Okay, when exactly the people them na Salongo left for go perform this Ajeso?
The first batch we left on the 19th of August 2017. The second batch we left on the 21st, and the third batch we left on the 22nd. We go for 1 month, and all the same sort of dates here now. They come back the 19th, the 21st, and the 22nd of September. So now 1 month Hajj period now we left here for.
Okay, so almost people then would they expect say this year also go attend the Hajj?
I would not make preparations for 800. All this depends on also the people then who they pay, which now that make would they ask people then, well, would they base some on the dollar, because now all them payments here they go over to Saudi Arabia, so the dollar now $5,000. But if you pay in loans, you will go and pay now the Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, where then will give the rate. It will be anything between 37 to 38 million, then will tell you the exact amount where you will pay. This year payments are the same as last year. Now we keep them, so it not change. Now still the same amount. So they ask people them for let them pay early.
Okay. What is the importance of Hajj?
Hajj as a fifth pillar. Important for you as a Muslim, because you they go this. Now that's make even when they go part of the sins. Yeah, when they go and sing, you they protest to Allah. You say Allah, I come for coming to you. La baik Allah, uma la baik. La baik Allah, shayikh Allah, la baik. You go for go sing. The pa, I don't come to you. Forgive me for which I don't do. You go pray to him for let him forgive you for his sins, him for let him bring you back as almost a newborn. You will go there upon the day of Arafat. You will pray for yourself, you pray for your family, you pray for your country. It's very important, because even when we go, all the 800 people that we all join together as Sierra Leoneans, when they join, when they go there as Temne or Mende or Limbaud, we all go as Sierra Leoneans. We pray for your country, and that one did the show also in this cohesion we'll get, because I therefore announce now to people and that the pre-hatch team come with a plaque where then give it as the most disciplined, most competent, and most organized Hajj committee. Now the sub-Saharan Africa committees them. So this it they go to the president when I input together this committee where they manage the Hajj affairs. So the congratulations there to the president, Dr. Ines Baikoma, the vice president, Honorable Minkai Lumansari, Alhaji Sheka when I lead we, and all the Hajj committee members there, where they always work hard, but most importantly we Alhaji and Hajj them where they comport themselves, where they work with we, for let we ensure that we continue to get a very good Hajj.
How about scholarship for people that we want to go perform the Hajj?
The scholarship program we did, this now a program we, His Excellency Dr. Ines Baikoma, been on put this program in place since we it took over power way back in 2007. Primarily, this scholarship it targets mostly them people them we can't afford for this amount. The major target now with imams them. Now that make every year it try as best as possible. It talk to influence them out there, and then it give them the support for them we take with imams them. And every year we only take at least one imam from each of the 149 chiefdoms them, irrespective of region or whatever tribe, whatever. All them people there, imams there, the presidents don't they provide scholarships for them. But this year we not get any announcement yet in terms of the Hajj and scholarships that make we ask people, and the one then we get plans for pay, let them go pay, because the time now don't the catch, we only about 7 or about 10 days now left for let people them. The deadline at the 4th of August. So in terms of scholarship, we not get no announcement on scholarships. The deadline on the Kenya and people there, then will travel very soon in less than 30 days for go this Hajj. So you will get any plans now for go and go do that. But to the continue for pray for president for all the good we don't do, over 600 of or 700 of we imams them don't go in the last few years, and thousands of people them it don't help, because in the past we've been getting people and the Gaddafi will be helping with, but that another day again. But any help we can get, it will pass and directly to people them for this, for go perform this Hajj.
Plenty time people them don't they complain about how they can suffer for go maker. What are some of the things that we don't put in place for make them kind something that may not happen when we done they happen before?
Well, the one big problem we can always get now because of the age of we people them. We people them, they always they wait say are not ready yet. So then go there they wait stay, then only reach their late 60s or some even one for going and on pass. But waiting at the rules is anybody who don't pass 65, the Saudi authority no go give a visa. That is very clear. So we always talk to people and prepare yourself early. In your 20s, begin for save. Because to some people, they see say this money boku. But if you begin to save in your 20s, then now we don't reach that time for the keep fast. You also now, you don't begin to work. They save small, over 5 years or over 10 years. You don't save that money there because this is not a journey of a lifetime. This is not a pilgrimage where they fulfill for you all waiting you need for complete for let you say I am a full Muslim based on your finance because it obligates you but only for other can afford them. So then make we say to people you can afford them. What they look like, hey, go buy that Jeep or go buy this, please. The Hajj very important.
Name na Alhaji Salihu Mansare and na the coordinator for media affairs na the Hajj committee and he be the talk about the preparation of the 2017 Hajj with we reporter Theodore Arena inside that interview day. The program they continue and not forget na meet the show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy and 8.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. May we bring come to the edition of the program meet the show. My name na Abdullah Iqbala. Not forget you can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number is 077-981-981. Well, as we all know, well, body business now one way plenty people don't they show concern, but and sorry, plenty people want to know how medicine them then they na pharmacy them and other side them where people them can go get them. Well, for that this afternoon we get Melvin George we na the vice chairman for the western area branch of the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone and they also for talk about their organization and other things and what they do. Good afternoon, Melvin George, and welcome to the program Meet the Show.
Good afternoon, listeners.
Okay, start for begin tell we about waiting the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone, you know, don't they do from way na okay. I think see the mic not been there on. Melvin George, good afternoon again and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon listeners.
Okay, I think see fumble then go don't get her now. You na the vice president for vice chairman for the western area branch of the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone. Begin for tell we but within this society they what where we say the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone within now on a mandate what it don't be on a mandate.
Well, the mandate of the Pharmaceutical Society abroad, the Pharmaceutical Society is responsible for trained and certified professionals, them pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, them we suppose and capable for handle drugs in the entire country. This is now one of the biggest mandates the society gets. So any default or discrepancy with drugs directly na the Pharmaceutical Society and the board responsible for handle them.
Okay, what about other function them way like for the other, you know, we are not getting any other function again apart from for just license and certify pharmacists them way don't go through the course?
Not only for license them, the society also responsible for issue registration numbers and license to importers, them where they bring drug into this country and deal with drugs. Anybody where they handle handle drug for be licensed by the board and register with the society. The society and responsibility that has.
Okay,
well.
Okay. You don't highlight some of the work where the society don't do. How the society don't they go about over this? Over the years for do this mandate will you consider the country, you know, from Freetown you get, you know, upline and other side them and one go say pharmacy them boku and boku people in the way they deal with medicine business. How when I work on turn like over the years considering all them factor there?
Indeed the work na not too easy job. because the society get people that really deliberately fail for obey the rules of the society, although the society spread nationwide. You get the Western Area branch of which men are the vice chairman, with the Western Area executive, the Southern region get the new executive, the Eastern region get the new executive, then you get the Northern region also get the new executive. Then the national body and the National Pharmaceutical Society, where they oversee all them branches there.
So how it don't sound like you say una they face some challenges them we get for do with people them we knock you want for go through the right process for like open and pharmacy them or like for start for practice for sell medicine them na different localities them. Explain more about the kind of challenges there and other one them.
Well, more or less down the not to work of the society. You get a regulatory body we responsible for control them thing and the way the pharmacy board of
Sierra Leone. Yes, because I want candy, but we will come for look inside the relationship or how Una and the pharmacy board they work. Just tell you for within Una as a society, they do as body on Una own.
The pharmaceutical society, like I say, responsible for the welfare of the society and the members them. When we talk about the society, we get the membership of the society, you get the business association on other areas them. In fact, some of the activities them, we just get meeting with the business association, we get a meeting with the board, we get a meeting with the directorate, we the owner stakeholders them per mayors in business in this country. So from time to time we can get to sit together, share our difficulties, find solution to them and find way for go forward.
Okay, we talk about the pharmacy board, of course, we understand, say, then they on top, we talk about pharmacy business and people and where they practice, where they sell medicine in the country. We think don't be in a relationship, the pharmaceutical society and the pharmacy board. How una the work for make sure, say, you know, this not doing company work or then they not going, say, let the function and not overlap?
Yes, indeed, the functions and not they overlap because, the pharmaceutical society gets your mandate. The pharmacy board gets your mandate. The pharmacy board na a regulatory body when they sort of regulate the rules and regulations where they handle drugs and other things them.
Okay.
The society, they deal with the professionals and the association as well. The association, the board, the directorate and the society, all they work amicably, all they work hand to hand for CC medicine business.
So, like the pharmaceutical society, in na una yung body we una form for sick una welfare, like na una the practitioner them
more or less the inside professional body.
Okay, well. So the pharmacy board then and then they for control what you una for do or what you not for do.
Na the policies then they regulate.
So how the society and the pharmaceutical society and the pharmacy board don't work over the years, because we the CC one and na the practitioner them, then on the other hand na the regulatory framework then they work with, how una able for support una say for make sure say, you know, una able do una work then the regulatory people them when at the pharmaceutical board then we at the pharmacy board then say able for do their own work.
The board and the society na one family, na one mami one daddy bond them, so that we all get one common goal for see that pharmacy business, drugs business in this country be well and properly handled by the correct people that we supposed for handle them. Other than that, drug they fall in the hands of the wrong people. So the body and the society always they work hand in glove for CC things go on the correct way they supposed for go.
Okay, continue for the within the program. In name na Melvin George, Vice Chairman, Western Area Branch of the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone. And today, also this afternoon, for tell we the work or about the society, when the pharmaceutical society and people where they deal with medicine, and pharmacy them at the country. Well, the program we listen to now meet the show, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy in 8.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Boy. The same way, so get we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. with support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. May we the bring come to the edition of the program midday show. My name na Abdullah Blah. You can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 0779819181. We the quickly go na court usai magistrate Anaboni don't send one man go on remand na the male correctional center because police allege say he been take over 10 million leones from the complainant Amadou Bella Ba in and say he get 2 town lot land for sale where he been lie say he go sell giam. Well, we reporter Matthew Kwati get more on this and go now report.
The magistrate for the Freetown Magistrate Court number 2, Magistrate Hannah Boni, not been given 4 days to see bail, and he don't send him go on remand na the male correctional center for the first term because police allege say he been duped the complainant Amadou Bella Ba by way how he been take over 10 million yuns na in and say he get 2 town lot land for sale na Freetown inside April 2016 where he go sell giam where himself be no say that not true. This be where they accuse 4 days he say they appear at the Freetown Magistrate Court number 2 before Magistrate Hannah Boni Wednesday July 26 this year for the first term for answer to the offence of obtaining money by false pretences contrary to section 32(1) of the Larceny Act of 1916. Now Inspector Abdushekede Sano na the police prosecutor for this case. The accused Fode Sise not been get lawyer for represent him na court pan this case. The accused been tell the court say he guilty of the offence way he dey stand trial for na court. Magistrate Hannah Boni do adjourn this case to July 31st this year. Same also, Magistrate Hannah Boni not been given Josiah Tengwe bail and he don't send him go on remand na the male correctional center for the first term because police allege say he been wound the complainant Dennis Pratt na Wallace Johnson Street na Freetown inside July this year by way how he been stole the complainant in forehead will be make it be bleed plenty and that be make they be rush am go na the Connaught Government Hospital inside they been go giam 3 stitches na in head. This be where the accused Josiah Tengbe they appear na the Freetown Magistrate Court number 2 before Magistrate Hannah Boni Wednesday July 26 this year for answer to the offence of 3 counts charged them we get for do with wounding with intent, wounding and assault, we all contrary to the offences against the Persons Act of 1861. Now Inspector Augusta Sise, now the police prosecutor for this case. Magistrate Hannah Boni do adjourn this wounding case to August 1st this year. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Matthew Kwate, the report.
Plenty thank you to Matthew Kwati for that report today. The program they continue and amid the show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. We still get Melvin George na the studio in a vice chairman for the Western Area branch of the Pharmaceutical Society na Saloon. We come back to you, Melvin. One go on for no, but the membership of the Pharmaceutical Society of Sierra Leone, who say unam, roughly one go on for no, how almost pharmacy them or people who they deal with pharmacy with the inside the society, also and who's part of the country.
The total membership of pharmacy professionals and within Sierra Leone, the figure you can get from the National Secretariat, but with the Western Area branch, we get almost about 300 pharmacy technicians and about 200 pharmacists then we presently the practice in Sierra Leone. So we're running up to about a total of 400.
So 500. So like now all pharmacy they would see na tongue or see open be part of una?
That is the rule. Every pharmacy or drugstore we open, suppose forget at least a professional. If not drugstore, you forget a technician, pharmacy technician, we register. If not pharmacy, you forget a pharmacist, we license the pharmacist.
So what thing group qualify somebody for open pharmacy or according to a society for open a pharmacy and be part of the pharmaceutical society? According to your own standard, when I put so
for the rule of the game is, you can get your money, but you don't get the right for open a pharmacy. The person will get the right, not the professional. If not drugstore open, not the pharmacy technician dey right apply for the license to pharmacy board. If na pharmacy, na the pharmacist dey right apply for the license from pharmacy board, and na in them they award the license. So if you go into any pharmacy in this country, you suppose foresee the practicing license of the professional MD. If you know they did then the pharmacy no license, and that's why they renew yearly every year. The rule is you for renew your license latest the 31st day of March every year. You the professional and as well as the business where you the one.
We can same way so see some pharmacy them. Maybe they can get like one or two bed outside people and can go like then put them for like different nets for treat them. What's the difference between pharmacy where you just go buy medicine and one way like if somebody then wound somebody or like somebody get some bad sickness then go they say like they admit and temporarily force where we can see some side them. Which now unayun rule as pharmaceutical society?
You use one word very interesting. Pharmacy, you say just go buy medicine. You not just go into the pharmacy for buy medicine. You for go into a pharmacy with prescription before the pharmacy entitled for sell medicine give you. If the pharmacy sell medicine give you without the without prescription, you get problem.
What now the person with the go back get the problem or now the pharmacy with the sell give the person get the problem?
The pharmacy not supposed for open without the professional. The professional really the supposed for no say when you come in you forget prescription drugs. You get very few drugs so you can refer to as over the counter drugs. We you can just go into the pharmacy, buy them casual drug then they
will like one and so we now then medicine then drugs there.
For example, like things like some man can go and say I want like the salt, you know, well like the salt people can look and say na funny, na just casual something, but it is not casual. In regulation, you suppose forget license for bad thing like the salt, especially the antibiotics, and we people then just can go inside pharmacy say I want antibiotic. You know, just they go inside pharmacy you buy ampicillin, tetracycline, ampiclox, then thing and day. You for if you're on a prescription, you for certified say yes, you they use them and you for use them correctly. Because now that's not the biggest problem where WHO and the world they get where they affect we safe. People and they misuse antibiotics too much. If you can see like a safe now, I don't want antibiotics. So you handle me, you handle me with care. You not just they take me the way you want. You for take antibiotic with a professional doctor's advice, and the professional way you go meet for this antibiotic get for advice you properly and correct you adequately for make you able to forget the use and the maximum benefit so you forget. Other than that, the two way the world they face now, we they get so much resistance with the microorganisms them to them the drugs they are, because people then just they use a fitty fatter any kind of way they want. Anybody can just walk out, go na PZ, buy and pick locks this that pack then they took them can go put on the drink anything you feel for drink them, you drink them. Well, that's not the case.
Okay, so back again, this bring me back again to the question, pharmacy them, according to written una they work with us a pharmaceutical society, like for admit somebody like or for go buy drugs
no the pharmacy not get any right for admit somebody. If somebody for admit if for dinner hospital, the pharmacy
or you see some pharmacy then there some people in the go
the and pharmacy can give first aid treatment, that first aid treatment then quick service treatment and you walk out of the pharmacy. But if not any case when a case we need attention, if I see a doctor not to inside pharmacy then for three time.
Okay, continue for day with we inside the studio in him na Melvin George, vice chairman for the Western Area branch of the Pharmaceutical Society Salon, and they also for tell we about them society and some of the activity them way they need to do as a society in the country. Well, we they push the program go before, don't forget say the program you listen to na meet the show, and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You they see same way so get way on 99.5 FM Nabo or on the online www.democracy.sl with support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. We push the program go before and take another issue. This BNTM FIFA been stopped the SLFA Ordinary Congress for Seka. We then say then for conduct integrity check before then go allow the SLFA Ordinary Congress. This make the Minister of Sport be hold one meeting with FIFA General Secretary Fatima Samoura. Outside the minister say the FIFA General Secretary confirmed to them say the task force where FIFA don't set up for come investigate football issue them at the country before then go give advice on SLFA Congress go come. And according to the Minister of Sport Ahmed Kanu, now first week inside August 2017 the ministry they expect the FIFA task force for come look within the happen now sports business inside the country before then go give advice. But the SLFA Ordinary Congress with FIFA be don't suspend. The Minister of Sports talk more on this issue to reporter Musa S. Kamara.
Firstly, I believe for discuss with them face to face the realities on the ground. As I know, I'm as moral guarantor to the peace process. I catalog series of events or activities we don't undertake in a bid for restore peace and calm within the football fraternity, namely the extraordinary congress will elect the judicial bodies will be absent. So we need for discuss all and we'll make a lay understand and they say okay, since they don't decide and they set up a task force, then they come with the task force, receive a letter from one of the directors, then at the member association's committee, say, let me nominate somebody into a task force where that will happen between now and the 27th, so that the task force will carry out between now and August 1st or 2nd for can study the situation and advise what if for do precisely. I don't forward that information there to the circle as them. Let them understand, say, out of the discussion, as promised, FIFA don't set up the task force now and they invite the ministry for nominate a representative. But now something with the membership no glad about, because they say if the SLFA executive committee, particularly the president, not part of the problem, then they say for the part of the task force we FIFA the set. I not got any objection, me not to member of the association, me not moral guarantor. My information that they can transmit and back this morning go FIFA, then go know what it for do. But me they wait for them come on.
This current executive then time they done inside August 3rd. Members than SLFA don't come with any concern for an any interim body to you. They don't come with any concern.
Nobody never mentioned the idea of an interim body. I rather say no go to Congress. And what is the statutory thing to do?
As the Congress, the delay, you know, things you get impacts on the game?
You don't get impact on the game already. This current leadership of the FA then creates so much impact on the game that negative impact are most justified.
In all of this, waiting at the way forward.
At the wait until the FIFA people then come, the task force come, most of them are on the side of the story with the actual plan. Then from there, the top with the main position. But we'll not get at the point at which our government will take a decision. And they brief the president accordingly. Maybe we'll get to a point where I will advise government say, not take next stance here.
So if we now take a decision, what are some of the decisions that we will not take?
I don't think I'm too late for that pronounced to the radio interview with Mary UTC. I have to study and think and try and discuss internally as a management team for the sports ministry. Maybe someday will come with a decision.
So when will we see you do that advising?
Let us wait and see the outcome of the engagement with the task force. After the task force, we will advise ourselves accordingly.
Well, you still listen to the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy and 8.1 FM. Sorry for that technical each day, but the program they continue as you the same way to get to be live on Abo on 99.5 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. Listener with support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. And we will bring come this edition of the program Midday Show. My name na Abdullahi Blah, where they push the program go before and take another issue. The 2018 election did go close and plenty people believe say if this election for take place in a peaceful environment, the media get great role for play way by way how them for send the right message, but the process them were involved inside the election. This make the chairperson for the National Elections Watch, Neo Marcella Sambasi, say journalists them go able to get clear and true reports during and after the 2018 election them if they try for understand the different process them inside the election and give equal opportunity to different political party them na then radio, television and newspaper them. Marcela Samasi say talk this na the Mary Kingsley Auditorium for Bay College Campus Wednesday, July 26th. Inside one symposium where the mass communication department been organized as way for Mark Limakusa Week with the theme The Role of the Media in the Electioneering Process. Well, I've been witness this symposium and put this report together. The electioneering process now one way involve different stage them from the time where they announce the date of election to the time where political party them they go register with the Political Parties Registration Commission PPRC, the boundary delimitation process all over the country and other one them so till voting day. But it's not easy for make plenty people know about them process here clear one. We make it important make the media like radio, television and newspaper step in for give people them information on their stage here.
To play its role in this election, they had to grapple and fully understand the context and position themselves for engagement. One thing I need to note, the hit and run journalism doesn't work in elections. Journalists have to follow the process. That's where we get the evidence. That's where journalists will be in the position to inform the ordinary Sierra Leonean.
That's not the voice of Marcela Samba Sise, the chairperson for the National Elections Watch New, inside one symposium with the Mass Communication Students Association MACUSA organized at the Frobe College campus Wednesday, July 26, as we for celebrate the MACUSA Week 2017 with the theme The Role of the Media in the Electioneering Process. This symposium, where plenty students them from the Mass Communication Department and students them from other departments them attend, may come up with plenty issue them they get for do with the media inside election with special focus on the 2018 election now the country within near and one of their issue yeah now one they get for do with the time where different media them they get to political party them as Marcela Samba has been carrying on for talk about some of the finding on this during the 2012 election now the country.
As elections observers, we believe that the degree of coverage granted to political party activities by traditional media is a concern. This is an avenue where the media houses can favor a particular political party or out. I have just looked at the 2012 elections media monitoring data, and it's quite revealing.
Dr. Adibola Ivan Thomas, now the executive director, now the attitudinal and behavioral change secretariat, and self now been lecturer, now the mass communication department, where he be talk inside this symposium. He raised plenty issue them, but how the media they operate na salon, especially during election, but been focused on social media and how for control the way our people don't they use them.
Now you have this social media issue in Salon and elsewhere, even in the international and democratic states in Europe and America. Now the problem is really, we see that we have to control the irresponsible use of the social media. I totally agree, but what I disagree is how to do it. Because as an academia in the media issue, I was thinking that we should go the way to self-regulation.
Dr. Thomas Simoso agree with the point where the chairperson for the National Elections Watch New Marcela Samba CCB make but how journalists them for arm themselves with plenty information about the election process and how for analyze their issue here to the public.
So the processes that are involved, you need to know because it is in these processes that you find yourself how you are going to be a reporter, how you are going to cover the news, how you are going to open the public sphere of debate, how you are going to analyze and critically assess some of the issues in Sierra Leone.
The MACUSA Week, now one where the Mass Communication Department at Frobe College, together with students them at this department, can organize every year for looking to issue them. We get for do with the media and call people them. We don't handle the issue here for talk to student them, but them. And this symposium, now just one of the activity them, now the 2017 MACUSA Week. Edwin B. Peacock, now the public relations officer for the Mass Communication Student Association,
He talk more about what he made the activity them inside the Makosa Week 2017.
We start on Monday, on the 24th. We start with the beginning of mass communication and we go through the debate and the final will be on Tuesday, the 25th. We be three emerges winner and the best debater now from BA2, in Astro Mambra. And BA3 emerges winner as group winners for the debate competition. And today, we get the symposium at Kingsley Hall. Public College, and the theme for the symposium and the media on electioneering process. We choose this particular theme for show the responsibility with the media get before election and even after election. At Denka in TSO, we supposed for the do and for educate the people. The climax of all waiting the speaker that don't say, now the whole way the media get for allocate equal time to all political parties and all political candidates. And so if we look at the statistics where Madam Marcella Sambagi, they say some media houses they give more time to incumbent parties than to the opposition parties. And so that's not one of the things that we don't point out in this symposium today.
That was the public relations officer for the Mass Communication Student Association, Makosa, as he will talk about the activity them we don't be so far inside the Makosa Week 2017. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Min Abulai Bla, the reports.
The program now meet the show and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You the same way so gateway in Abo on 99.5 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Usiwa and powered by Africell. We still get now the studio, Melvin George and the vice chairman for the Western Area branch of the Pharmaceutical Society na Salon, and we they come back to us. Una get this development plan for una una member them na the society. Tell me more about them.
The society gets development plans for a members them in various ways. One main way, like Saturday coming, 29th July, we get continuous professional education where we can get people them for facilitators them for talk on certain topics them pertaining to the welfare of drugs in the society. Like this weekend we get exclusive work on this misuse of antibiotics, the fight against the misuse of antibiotics. We go take place now Benjamin Portuguese Town Church Hall, 10 o'clock in the morning, where we get various, we don't line up about five speakers, then we get for go talk on antibiotics and the rational use.
Okay, so talking about medicine and the one them where they bring come, where they import medicine from other country them, how una don't they look within yourself? Because then say, before that person go check you, yourself way get used, they check yourself and know exactly if what you do not the right thing. How una don't they observe and see, una member them where they come with medicine them from other country them?
That one they directly na the pharmacy board responsible for handle that ARD.
But when I say for the look on a member the men, we are not getting it when they talk to a member them, but the medicine they wouldn't fork out inside the country.
We know the tell you say not carry this medicine, carry this medicine. Now the pharmacy board get their regulations where the entitled law enable you for bring in medicine or take medicine out of the country. Any other route other than that, na a false route.
So within don't be on a role in terms of sensitization, like for sensitized people most of the way you come to the merits, you can't merit them with them for buy, they can't merit them with them for use, how them for use them as una na professional them way it come to medicine business, not just for selling medicine but for talk about how the medicine are they work and how people they not for how they for use them or not for use them.
We did do a lot, because into any pharmacy or drugstore where you go, or even hospitals where you go meet at least one professional, always the DD, always supposed for DD, for guide and counsel people them about the use of them drug then they, so that you not go miss the aim of the drug, why the reason why make you take the drug. Regularly, somebody for the way for they guide you on such issues. And if you take some medicine the way the wedding can import, you look at it can tell you, say, if you observe this or that or so, consult your doctor or your pharmacist. Because the one they need not train for that purpose, they then go able to guide you more and protect you for make you know do the wrong thing.
So una they monitor una member them for make sure see them comply with the rules them where the pharmacy board they put where get for do it medicine them and how them for sell them, how them for advise people and for use them. Una get any session or get any way for talk to the member them on the entire way can be fast and all over the country.
All over the country, from time to time, they make we get professional, continuous professional education. We they educate people, them refresh people their mind about what you've been done, learn, and try for teach you new routes and new developments. But drug application are the one whole world.
Okay,
we are learning not to exemption.
Okay, continue for there with we na the program and in name na Melvin George, Vice Chairman for the Western Area Branch of the Pharmaceutical Society Salon. We go now go na we Sports Corner and bring you sports update for today.
Good day and welcome to Sports Update from New Democracy. Inside Sports Update today, all cities they don't sign Czech Republic international and defender winner Odri Manzuk and 2-year deal for money they not tell the public. Ryan Shukro say he hope for dinner Stoke City but admit say the decision for new contract left with the club as manager Mark Hughes we don't say he won the 29-year-old for signing long-term deal with Stoke City. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola don't say the €120 million where the club don't spend for the fullback player the winner Kyle Walker, Benjamin Mendy and Danilo necessary because of how the current transfer market be. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho don't say Manchester want to new target them at the club before the transfer window will close as the club need one midfielder and one wide player. Sunderland and the hope for complete then double signing for Jason Steele and Austin Graban today. And goalkeeper Jason Steele will sign permanent deal with the club, while striker Graban will sign season long loan. When I always get an inside sports update with me, David Van Boy.
Plenty thank you to we report to we reporter David Van Boy for that sports update the inside the program. Not forget the program na made the show. It comes to you from the Society for Radio Democracy at 8.1 FM. Well, we just get one message. We say, let the authorities at the Ministry of Tourism treat the idea of turning this seaweed to coal for use by this industry and will also create employment for our youth seriously. So to complete the agenda for prosperity, may God direct them. It come off from Canon KJ. Continue for send you text message to the number 077-981-981 for be part of the program. Well, we they look at another issue as the Children Forum Network, the one organization we don't try for push picking business at the country and for sick picking them welfare na different part of the country. This organization don't do assessments for teenager them na Tumbo and Red Pump community. Usai the coordinator Abubakar Kamara say this assessment make them find out say plenty picking them we been lost them people them during the Ebola still they suffer and not they go school. Abubakar Kamara talk more about this to the reporter David Van Boy inside this interview.
The assessment they try for look on teenagers where they below 18 years and where they face so many constraints in this country. So like as a team, members of the Children's Forum Network Templeton Community executive level, we sit down and plan see we colleagues there now this ruler they really they find so many constraints. So like we end up for go and see how much we'll be able for pick out some of these issues there.
So these are some of the issues that we come up we will not find up from this assessment we do.
One of the main issues there, one of it is teenage pregnancy. You see somebody way below and way they below 18 years, get below, and one of it is like one 11-year-old child present that I talk to you, just unborn, and in Pekin about 8 months, and in Iran also for Gusco. We also get another assessment where we see 1 12-year-old Pekin also get belay. He also don't burn. But now we not there for go school, honestly. So like they find out so much difficult for see how much they were able to go back now school. The other issue we pick up lately, we will get Ebola just done pass. And some of these speaking then parents then be done that during Ebola. So like now they just stay around the community, they loaf around, you know, able to get people already take care of them. Pass them go and see for go fend and they're living then, so like where the boats can come, they can go inside the boats and they're able to get them living, they go, they do tooth, they
so and one of the listing go on if not to go no more on a target or on a midone do the same thing in other area then.
Specifically, we begin this advocacy on the 16th of this month. We will be on the first hour. We'll try for look on the red pump community. We say we go pick up so many issues. Trying to talk to the 117-year-old Titi within a red pump. Don't burn two picking there. And right now, in a girl, people are away for take care of her. We say in BD, the man in the dude in Osby born a store look about a year ago. From there, in Komodi, in Kana Red Pump, in Kandena one unfinished house. We say now, they don't even don't matter say, for bread for sleep. Now, pass the empty lap they use for bread. And sometimes it can take more than 1 or 2 weeks before they get food when I rest and counting in the majority of the most of the time. Na gari or other things that they live on. So down at one, then from there, we also take a look now to move. But we get so many priorities there for look at. We get for going and go to reach. We even get for go up the provinces there as a team.
So what will be some of my recommendation as a children forum network? What will be some of the recommendations that I don't make for try for everybody in this situation where they go on at the different area than the country?
Well, as I talk to you, we presently they try for fix up a team. We are able for assess all this advocacy we do on right now, because for now as a team we try for see how much will they come together for us after we don't collect all the data and reports.
In name na Abubakar Kamara and in the represents the organization we na Children Forum Network and in the end of interview day with we reporter David Van Boy who say he talk about the assessment we then do but picking them where he say plenty picking them way them people them die of the Ebola sick still they suffer and they go school na different part of the country. The program na mid the show where they come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Free 29.5 FM na Bo. We they come to we guest quickly Melvin George way na Western Area Chairman for the Pharmaceutical Society, Western Area Vice Chairman for the Pharmaceutical Society na Sierra Leone. We'll not get time again at the program. What will be your word to people them where we go send our pharmacists them na the country as now remember them?
Well, we de invite every professional within the Western area to the CPD on Saturday when a prerequisite for registration for letting you renew your license for the following year. If you fail for attend up to 75% of the CPD and your branch meeting or the National Society meeting can automatically disqualify you for letting you not able for register for the next year.
Okay, in name na Melvin George, plenty thank you for being part of the program. Vice Chairman, Western Area Branch of the Pharmaceutical Society, Sierra Leone. Now, the program midday show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleague, them who bring interview and report them inside the program, to my producer, Fatima Sise, and my technical support man, when Otis Parkinson Thomas. Me where they be in the mic, where we don't they be in the mic for bringing the program midday show. My name na Abdullah Blas. So, till next time, for now, I go say tata.